Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Iolo Radio. Call in today, 718-664-9145 to join the show live. Iolo Radio is the place to be for you as an independent Iolo agent. Tune into Iolo Radio Monday through Friday to catch up on the latest news from Iolo. For merchants across America, Iolo's no-credit check rent-to-own program turns potential customers into paid-in-full customers because people across America are discovering Iolo merchants who give their customers a rent-to-own option have found a way to take it home today. Even if they have poor credit or no credit with Iolo, they can take it home today the Iolo way. Our switchboard's lighting up right now, and if you want to join in today's conversation, simply dial 718-664-9145 and press 1 on your phone if you want to participate in today's show. Text your team now and remind them to go to IOLORadio.com to listen to today's show on the Internet. And now, let's get started with today's episode of Iolo Radio.
All right. It's Monday morning. Glad to be back on the air with you. I am Tony Williamson, your host today for the Iolo Radio. We're so excited that you're here. Our call-in number is 718-664-9145. Be sure that you text that out to the folks in your team, the ladies and gentlemen in your team, and let them know that we are live streaming on the radio. Might be some new announcements. We've got Mr. Bud Nemeth lined up to be on board with us today. Bud, as you might know already, is the director of marketing for Iolo. And Bud and his partner, Rodney, are always working diligently behind the scenes here with us. And so I wanted to just shoot over here good morning and say good morning anyway to Mr. Rodney. How are you doing this morning, buddy?
Fantastic, Tony. How are you, sir?
Doing good. Well, Rodney, appreciate you working in the background here, talking to people and getting things queued up for us. I hope you guys had a great weekend, and I think we're about ready to get the show started. How you doing this morning, bud?
I am doing fantastic, Tony. It's Monday morning. Yay!
Ready to get out and knock it down and drag it home.
Yeah, it's great when you're excited about starting your work week. And, again, some of us never stopped it, but you know, just the beginning of a new week, it's exciting. I know a lot of people do take some time off over the weekend. So just to see the things, you know, the agents back out in the field and the merchants coming in and the customers coming in, and just, you know, Monday really picks up from the weekend, and I'm excited for that. I'm excited for people's successes, Tony.
Fantastic. Well, I know we are all excited to get the week started here. And last week you talked about there might be some announcements this week. I don't know what you got on tap, but let me just kind of turn the show over to you, Bud, and take it away, my brother. I know we've got a lot of people on board already tuned in to the radio show this morning and listening for what might be happening new with Iolo today.
Well, yeah, let me give you a quick update and another announcement, big announcement, real exciting announcement. First of all, I want to apologize that the commissions were not posted in the back office last night. Those were almost posted last night. Because they're due on the 15th, and before we posted them, we noticed something, that the system is set up not to unlock generations 2, 3, and 4 unless you have X amount of personal volume. For those of you who can go in your back office and review the compensation plan and know that, $5, $10, and $15,000 in personal sales volume. But, Tony, here's the announcement. We are waiving that personal sales volume qualification again this month for the overrides. So rather than post something and then have to change it, we are going to get that straightened out today. We have to go in and do some things technically to make those overrides, to allow the override so that everybody can get paid the proper amount. Now, I'm not going to tell you that this is, you know, this is not, I'm going to tell you this probably is not going to keep happening, but again, knowing that, you know, the point-of-sale materials were not available and a few other things were not available, we went ahead and made a corporate decision to go ahead and waive those overrides again. So, again, if you have an organization or an agency that's out working on generations 2, 3, and 4, even though you may not have had the personal sales volume yourself to earn those overrides, you are going to earn those overrides again this month. I do anticipate, Tony, that we will have those corrected numbers posted today with the new announcement in place and the overrides wave. So that's exciting news, Tony. Another paycheck. The pay,
yeah.
We'll talk about that. Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow or something, but the pay was so much bigger this month than last month and continuing to grow month after month. Real quick on the point of sale materials, they have been ordered again. I said last week, expect those in your stores in about 3 weeks because it takes about 10 business days to get them shipped to us, and then we'll turn around and ship those out. I can't wait to show you the new marketing materials, English and Spanish. The posters now have English on one side and Spanish on the back. We've got merchant stickers for the doors that say proudly participating Iola merchant. A lot of neat things coming up for the POS kit. So those are placed and in the process. And again, Tony, everything is a process. Also, I wanted to make this announcement today. And the only reason I made the POS announcement is because I know we placed the order and the process is there. You know our stance now is we're not going to announce anything till it's done. But I feel confident announcing something when I know it's in the process. Another thing is last night I got back the new merchant video, Tony. So I'm going to announce that this week we will be having that. It is awesome. It's a lot like our new customer video. It's about 5 minutes long. It's fantastic. It's got the hybrid whiteboard information on it. We did request a few tweaks, so I do anticipate getting those back in the next day or two. If I do, we will post that. We'll make the announcement officially later this week. But again, because I have seen it, I know it's done. And again, Tony, we talk about things out of our control. The reason we have our corporate stance is not to announce something. This video, in my opinion, should have been done 3 weeks ago. But there's moving parts in here, and one of those parts was sick for 3 weeks. I had the flu, was in the hospital, missed all kinds of stuff. And so you can't anticipate that. So if I told you it was going to be out 3 weeks ago, everyone would be mad at me. So, again, we will. But like I say, everything is done. We're just tweaking a few things, making it flow a little bit more smoothly. But, Tony, I'm telling you, that video, if we can teach the field to go in, say hello, build a quick rapport, and get be able to push play on that video, Tony, I think that the numbers are just going to skyrocket. The video will do the work for you. You don't have to memorize everything. You don't have to know everything. Just push play. So that's very exciting. Also, Tony, I got confirmed for Thursday. Mr. Warren Anderson from the DFW area, Dallas-Fort Worth area, is going to be a guest this week. He's just killing it out there gathering merchants. He's real excited. He's got a great story to share, some great information to share with the field. I know that if you listen to what he says and enact what he says, what he does, and you do what he does, you will have success. There's no way that you can't, and that's why he's having success. And so you definitely want to pick up some tips. Also, we hope to have another guest or two on this week, Tony, people that are just having great success out in the field. So we'll confirm that hopefully later today. And I'm trying to get Steve Koistinen on for tomorrow. I've left him a message. Hopefully we can get back in touch and get him on for tomorrow. We can share some more great tips and strategies on how to increase and build your business. I also, Tony, I want to give a shout-out, a congratulations, a thank you to the corporate staff this morning. And here's why I say that. Every weekend, you know, every day we do, but every weekend there's a lot of things that I review as how the week went and everything. And one of the things I'm noticing more and more and more is we have a corporate staff that's dedicated to the success of this company, and that includes every single agent in the field, Tony. I know you've had a lot of experience and interaction with a lot of members at corporate staff as you're building your business. And here's something that I really want to point out. We have, when a merchant application comes in to Iola, sometimes they're not always complete and correct. And if that is the case, our merchant support team goes into action trying to do everything they can to get that merchant to get all of the information filled out completely and correctly, get anything that they need to make that merchant active. And what I can tell you is the inactive accounts are dwindling daily. They are doing a phenomenal job. I know a lot of you who, again, are putting information in, or sometimes you'll turn that over to the merchant to put information in. I know you're getting emails from corporate, from merchant support saying, hey, just so you'll know, I'm sending this email out, or they'll actually send the email out to the merchant and copy you as the agent in on that. That is amazing. That keeps you up to date when they're active. We're sending you notification emails that they're active so you can get back in touch with them. So I just want to really thank and congratulate the corporate support staff this morning who work so hard every day, and their efforts to approve every merchant and every customer that we have. And again, it's also a shout out to the agents, Tony, who are getting more educated, who are spending more time filling those applications out correctly and completely, and working hand in hand with their merchants. So I just want to give a shout out, and if you want to add anything to that in your experiences, you're welcome to.
Well, I'll just say that they've always been there, you know, and I'm really surprised at how quickly they've been able to respond, Bud. But, you know, I've been able to call on them many times, and they're right there. They're always responsive. They've got the answers. And the information seems to be right at their fingertips there as far as what I've needed, you know, to help my merchants. And so I agree with you 100%, man. We need to really celebrate the hard work those guys are doing. And I know sometimes it seems to be a thankless job, but they really have been a tremendous benefit to us as agents in the field.
Yeah, absolutely. And, again, let them know that when you call in. Let them know how much you appreciate their efforts, because they do work hard and they do save us many, many times. And, again, you know, it's not always going to go quick. There is a process. Sometimes it's very challenging to get a hold of the merchant, or once you get a hold of them, to get the information that you need. So, again, sometimes it takes a lot longer than we'd all like, but understand they are doing everything they can do, both from a merchant and a customer standpoint, to make sure everybody gets approved that comes in, or they find out that they cannot approve of and get them denied. They're doing their best to get them approved, though. So, again, just a congratulations to them. And, Tony, really the only other thing I have today that I'd like to share, because of some of my conversations over the weekend and because of some of my research, and I was reading an article this morning, and I think it really hit home with me based on some of the conversations I've had with agents in the field this week that are having success. And here's the bottom line. Action is more important than knowledge. Truly, action is more important than knowledge. Some of the folks in our company, Tony, think that they have to know everything before they go out in the field. And I want to tell you that I don't believe that at all. And I think, you know, the different guests that we've had on over the last month or two have shared and proven that. But, you know, it was Albert Einstein, Tony, that said, imagination is more important than knowledge. But it's my guess that if he was talking to a room full of entrepreneurs like us, that I think he would have extended that quote to say that action is more important than knowledge too. Because if you want to make your mark on this world and on this company as an entrepreneur, as an agent with Iolo, then you have to consistently take action. Not only that, you're also going to need to have the ability to inspire that action from people in your agency as well. And how do you do that? By setting the example. So learn by taking action, and you'll inspire others to do the same. You know, in today's world, I really think that we underestimate the value and the importance of experiential learning or on-the-job training, Tony. You know, a lot of us have become conditioned to mistake qualifications for experience or competence. Just because we've taken a class or a course or we've got these degrees or titles or certifications, just because we have those degrees or titles or certifications, we think that, give me one second, people trying to call. Okay. We think that, you know, that we know all, but that's not true. It truly is action and on-the-job training. There's no actual, I mean, we can put all the training materials, Tony, out there that we can, but there's no substitute, no textbook, no seminar, no self, no coach or guru that can replace the value of you actually getting out there and taking action in the field. So I just want to make sure that we don't let the lack of knowledge stop us from taking action. And often what holds us back is from even trying is our perceived lack of knowledge. You know, a mindset thinking, well, I don't know how to answer this question. I mean, I give you a great example. When Emilio was on a month and a half ago or so, he talked about the first day he went out in the field, he had a binder that he put together of, you know, 20 or 30 pages of stuff that he went and print out from our back office. By the end of the day, he had 2 pages. So, and that he learned that from on-the-job training, going out and talking to merchants and finding out what they really, you know, it's a fact-finding mission and what they really needed to know. So, and by the way, if you've spent any time at all studying successful entrepreneurs, you're going to find that a lot of them don't have all the degrees and certifications and all that. It's the simple fact that motivates them into pursuing entrepreneurialism. Is, you know, they want to prove that they can do it, and they can do it without a degree. So the other thing, Tony, when you learn by action, you're going to continually self-correct what you're doing. You know, take notes. I went into this merchant. They didn't sign up right away, and why? Why do they do that? Tony, I know during our initial beta test phase and soft launch, we had a lot of our agents out in the field writing reports, filling out reports, and they sent those to us, and that helped us mold a lot of the materials that you see. But you know what I heard from some of these folks? It helped them also. It helped them writing it down and realizing and studying, okay, this is what I said and it didn't work out. This is what I did this time and it did. What could I have done better? And you guys can do that with every merchant. When you leave the merchant and go back, sit in your car or whatever and sit down and take some notes and ask yourself, you know, what could I have done different? What could I have done better? Or you might say, hey, this worked perfectly this time. And it's funny, just because it worked this time with this merchant, it doesn't always mean it's going to work the next time with another merchant. Again, everybody is different. Every situation is different. But I just really wanted to talk about action, because if you operate in fear of not doing anything, you know, and fear, Tony, is false evidence appearing real. A lot of the things you think you're going to encounter, you don't even ever encounter. So you're out not doing the business because you're afraid that you don't know everything, when in fact you don't need to know everything. You know, I heard a very successful business person say, when asked, what kind of knowledge does it take to be successful in business? He said, if you know that you don't know, you're going to be okay. But if you don't know that you don't know, you're in trouble, okay? So it's okay to know that you don't know everything. As an entrepreneur, you don't have to know everything, because you can always ask someone. You have a person who invited you into this business and introduced you to this business. You can call on them. You have a resource section in your back office that has amazing information in it. You know, like Albert Einstein didn't even know his own phone number, but he knew where to find it. So if you have gone through it and learned it, and even if you don't memorize it all, that's okay. You know where to find it. Some of our merchants, Tony, actually keep the Iolo Merchant website up, and they keep the customer FAQs open, so that when a customer has a question, they don't have to guess at it and they don't have to make calls. They can quickly review that question and show where it is. And by the way, when we have our new customer-specific website up, it'll answer all those questions too, specifically, and won't have any merchant information in it. It'll just be for customers. Well, the merchant information, it'll show them what awesome merchants have Iolo that they can go shop at. So, but again, you got to understand that you don't have to know everything. The most important thing I think you need to know before you go out and start your business is a clear understanding of the special gifts that you have to offer other people. Folks, you are gifted. God has gifted you with certain things, whether it's the gift of gab or the gift of being analytical or logical or whatever it is. You have gifts, and you have to be aware of what your gifts are and go out and share those gifts with other people. And folks, Iolo is definitely a gift. It is a gift for merchants. It's a gift for customers. It will help people get the things they really want or really need, who have no other way to do it. it will help some merchants stay in business who are on the verge of going out of business because they don't have the sales. It is a phenomenal tool. It's a phenomenal gift, and you have to understand that you don't have to know everything to go out and share this gift. Just take daily, consistent action, and then, you know, the results will follow. Tony, that's really all I wanted to share today. You can respond to that
That's right on. It's right on point. You know, one of the things that I recently have learned, Bud, and I just hadn't looked at it this way before, but, you know, we go to school, we start learning at a very early age that the way that we learn is, you know, a teacher, you know, is supposed to give us instructions. So here's, you know, the ABC, so to speak. We're supposed to learn linearly, so we study this and we get it, and then we study this and we get it, or whatever. But, you know, what this teacher was showing me was that our natural way to learn is discovery. In other words, when we are children, before we start going to school, we are discovering life and we're learning about life naturally and organically. And that's actually the way that we are hardwired. That's the way we really are supposed to learn. We created this idea of schools and teachers and all that. And it's an interesting way to look at it, because if you're out discovering life, you really get a chance to enjoy it from the experience of it as it's happening, and that's the best teacher. And I love what you're saying, because, you know, one kind of feeds the other. You know, when I first looked at Iolo, you know, I got real excited, and the excitement is what drove me into action. Now, some of the first things I did was to get on the phone with you and Rodney, and we started talking about what is it like, and what is Iolo, what does it offer, and what's the process, and so forth. And certainly there were things in there that I needed to learn and felt like I needed to learn, but the excitement is of being, you know, knowing that here's something that I can really share with other people that can benefit me and my family and lots of other people. That really kind of gave me the energy, if you will, Bud, to go into action. And then I went out in the field and I started talking to merchants. I had no clue, because we didn't have all the tools that you've already put in the back office. And none of that didn't even exist back then, and which is really just a few months ago. You know, we talk about way back then, you know, but it was really just literally a couple of months back, you know, a few weeks ago. And I went out in the field and I began to discover for myself, you know, what the merchant's thoughts were. And every merchant's different. Every conversation's different. But the discovery of Iolo with the merchant, literally experiencing it with them and talking about it, and then discovering for myself what I needed to know, you know what I'm saying, and what I need to go back and ask you or ask, you know, Alan, or find out for myself what I need to know so that I could be more effective with the next merchant. And then that success of working with those merchants and learning and in that discovery, that gave me more excitement, and that put me in more action. So then I had more knowledge. And so the knowledge gave me more excitement, would give me more action, and more action gives me more experience and more knowledge. I mean, it just keeps going round and round, but every time I get in front of a merchant now, I'm just more and more confident, and I'm more and more excited to talk with them. So I think that's a great teaching that you've given us this morning, Bud, and I really appreciate you doing that for us, man. That's really phenomenal.
Well, Tony, I think you hit the nail on the head. Last night I was doing homework with my kids, and I remember doing science homework. It brings me back to something you said. You know, you can read a science textbook all you want, but there's nothing like doing it in the lab. My daughter is taking chemistry right now in high school and having a challenge with it, but she stays after school and she'll sit there and do some one-on-one. But when they actually do the lab work, and it even takes me back to when they were younger and they would read the textbooks in class and see the notes and see it and draw it on the board, but when they actually go to a place like the Discovery Science Center where they get hands-on experience, on-the-job training, if you will, it all comes to life and it makes it real for them. And again, it all goes back to taking action. Go out and do it. Don't let fear paralyze you. Don't let false evidence appearing real paralyze you from going out and being successful in this business and sharing the gift of Iolo. So, Tony, that's all I have. I can stay on for a few more minutes if there's any questions or something that I can answer or help give some input to, or if there's any comments that people want to share with us, I'd be willing to stay on until, you know, 9:30.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that. Well, let's just take a couple this morning, because it's almost 10:30 or where I'm at. 10:30 this morning. Let's go out to New York. I want to talk with Barry out there. Barry, real quick, I know you've got a comment for us. Can you give us a short comment before we wrap it up here?
Sure. I love what you guys say. I was going to say to Bud what he was saying about action. Actions speak louder than words. I can't hear what you say. I can only see what you do. And one of the things I want to say is PCP. When I go out in the morning, I have to have three things: PCP, pump, committed, and positive. And for my breakfast, I have my ABC: attitude, benefit, and commitment.
Mary, that's awesome. And I just wanted to comment. I had to get off early last week, and I couldn't talk because I was on the way to an appointment. But I did hear and I heard what you said. And Barry, you're a perfect shining example of somebody who there is a learning curve. You do have to learn some stuff, the basic stuff, to go out and approach merchants. And you do that. You did that by going through the resource in your back office. You did that by plugging into the daily radio program that shares all the latest information. But then when you felt comfortable, you went out and took action. And the success that you had in your first day or two out in this business, we see it because it comes in as results, you know. So again, I love your attitude. I love your commitment. And thank you so much for sharing your stories with us. And I think that was just so powerful last week.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for calling in, Barry. Let's run out to Texas. I'd like to speak with Orlando. I know you've got a comment this morning, Orlando. How are you?
I'm good. And you? Thanks for letting me on the call. I just wanted to say, man, this is an awesome program. Never in my life have I seen anything like this before, where it's absolutely free. It's only costing you time. And I don't know about the rest, but I have more time than I do money. So I just want to say... it's awesome, man, and I'm excited. I'm signing up merchants, you know. I'm just going in there wearing a smile and being positive and just telling them what it is and, you know, and letting them know the three things that qualify the people. And that then, hey, you know, they can get approved. I just want to say, man, you know, I'm excited. I'm excited about all of this. And keep up the great work. I'm looking for other changes coming in the future.
Fantastic.
Hey, well,
thank you so much, Orlando.
Tony, I want to make a comment and just congratulate Orlando. We see your efforts. We see the results of your efforts coming in the back office, turning on new merchants and stuff. And so, guys, remember that name, Orlando Farrell. Remember that name because we see it on a regular basis, and I think you're going to hear it more and more and more. So congratulations. Keep up the great work.
Absolutely. Really appreciate you calling in on the radio show this morning, Orlando, too, man. It's always great to hear from you guys in the field because, I mean, that's what the radio show is about. You know, the whole purpose of this radio show is about you. You know, as the independent agent, this gives you a chance to, you know, bring your voice to the conversation, you know, and to add to the conversation. And so we really do appreciate each and every one of you. And I know that there are a lot of people that are listening to this show every day, you know, Bud, and they don't raise their hand, and that's perfectly okay. They're hanging out, they're listening in, and they're picking up the good stuff that's being made available through the radio show. But anytime anybody wants to raise your hand, you know, add a comment or add a question, we certainly appreciate it. Well, Bud, I want to give you the applause today because I feel like you really brought forth a lot of great teaching that we really needed as a team. You know, as a team, we need to get a little bit, we need to be fed a little bit every day. And I think that's the other benefit of the radio show. It really kind of feeds us every day. It gives us that little spark of inspiration, which does, you know, gives us that extra edge so that we can go into action. I think it's been a great show, Ben. I really appreciate you, Mr. Rodney. Thank you so much, my friend, for being in the background. Mr. Don and Chris always kind of hanging out, backing us up. And with that said, Ben, I'm going to give you the last word of the day today.
Well, the last word is I appreciate you giving me credit for that, but that training today was inspired by Warren Anderson, who I spoke with last night, so I want to give him the credit, and I just want to make sure that you all are on for sure on Thursday to hear his story, and I think it'll benefit you all. And again, like I say, if you have agents in the field that are doing great things and you think their story would help some other agents in the field, please get in contact with us. Let us know. We'd love to talk to them and interview them live on the radio show. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, that's a wrap. Another great episode of IOLO Radio. Be sure and share today's episode with your team and invite them to listen to today's show at IOLORadio.com. Let's work together to help everyone take their business to the next level with IOLO, the very best rent-to-own program in America today. We'll see you soon.